Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg and MLS 2027.
Couple of issues on the roads. Bedford View got queuing traffic. N3 North on the link to the N12 East at Galudis and Joburg North. Witkoppen Road westbound. There's roadworks and some queuing traffic towards Market Street.
Judgments is being handed down in the case of 7 Chinese nationals charged with human trafficking. The group is accused of trafficking illegal immigrants into South Africa and subjecting them to forced labour. Master Chaba Sefolaro has more.
The High Court in Johannesburg has recounted the testimonies of the victims, one of them a mere 14 years old. According to the court, the victims were not required to produce their immigration documents and were immediately made to work 12-hour shifts with just 1 hour set aside for meals. Bathroom breaks while on duty resulted in the deduction of 40 rand from their wages. The workers earned between 65 and 80 rand per day and overtime amounted to 10 rand per hour. They could not send any money home back to Malawi as they were not allowed to leave the premises. At least one victim lost the use of one eye after he was injured on duty. The accused faced 160 counts related to human trafficking and forced labor. Judgment continues. Masichaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
In other big court news today, former Johannesburg Mayor Kabela Kwamanda and the state's withdrawal of fraud charges brought against him. Kwamanda says he intends seeking recourse. He and his co-accused briefly appeared in the Protea Magistrates Court today, where they were charged for allegedly defrauding Soweto residents in a burial scheme that was run a decade ago. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged traditional leaders to take a stand against gender-based violence and initiation deaths. He addressed the National House of Traditional and Khoisan leaders today.
It is simply not acceptable and should not be acceptable to all of us that young men in the prime of their life who are sent for initiation do not come back to play their important role in the communities that they live in. Or they come back with serious injuries that make them not lead a full life.
He also urged traditional leaders to strengthen their engagement with the mining industry.
We have in our previous engagements encouraged partnerships between the House and the Ministry of Mineral Resources. As part of taking this forward, the House has engaged with the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, and these engagements were followed by the House being invited and also participating in the recent mining indaba, which was held here in Cape Town.
And South Africa has initiated the establishment of a G20 Africa panel chaired by former Finance Minister Trevor Manuel. It's to address, among others, the continent's escalating debt crisis. Anasasi Mohobu has more.
The panel has been tasked with exploring solutions for African nations grappling with rising debt burdens. It will also focus on governance, fiscal policy and economic growth strategies to enhance debt servicing capabilities. National Treasury Director General Duncan Peterson highlighted discussions will incorporate African perspective on global economic reforms, including restructuring multilateral development banks to amplify African voices.
Various perspectives on the reform of international financial architecture were shared, and the challenges facing members in securing affordable financing for development and the importance of the upcoming Financing for Development Conference.
Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda FM News.
I'm Chanel September. Net vir die hoofnuus, die uitspraak word tans gelewer in 'n saak teen 7 Chinese burgers wat van mensenhandel aangekla word.
Wow, it sounds insane. Wowie. Sounds like working at a warehouse. Okay, before you go, this is not a dad joke. This is legitimate. As you are well aware, the Catholic Church have various patriarchs around the world, and they're usually in capital cities, etc., etc. I'm going to tell you the name of the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, and you tell me if I'm joking. The Latin Patriarch of